Okay, so we are in the middle of Chodesh Elul, and it's very hard, I think, for us here in America to really appreciate Chodesh Elul. Somebody came over to me this morning, actually, and told me that it's not like Eretz Yisrael here. Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbeim, we're pushing Elul, and there's a different feel. And in America, it happens to have a not the same connotation and as in Eretz Yisrael, as in Europe before the war. I just saw not too long ago, Maisa with Reb Chatzko Levenstein, the great Mashgiach of Mir, and he was in Shanghai during the war. After the war, he initially came to America. That's where the whole yeshiva sort of came before some of it started going to Eretz Yisrael, but Reb Chatzkel originally came to America, which is impossible to understand how Reb Chatzkel lived in America at all, because he was such a malach, and America then was not what America is today. And in fact, he couldn't take it here. He literally like ran away from America. He was mashgiach in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn for a short period of time, and he left. He didn't like the entire, it just wasn't him. He was such a Baal Musar that America was the polar opposite of everything that he wanted in his life. He wasn't interested in gashmius and trivial pursuits and superficiality. America just rubbed him the wrong way. And I saw that one morning by Shachris in the middle of the month of Elul, Reb Chatzkel came into the Beis Medrash and he was wearing a kittel. I'm not talking about in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm talking about just like tomorrow morning, coming in wearing a kittel. No one expected it. Like it, you know, he looked like a Malach Hashem Tzvaka is wearing a kittel. But they asked him like, "Why are you wearing a kittel? Is this like a new minhag? All of a sudden, by davening in the middle of Elul, you wear a kittel?" He said, "In America, I don't feel Elul as much. I don't have the same Emes Hadin. I don't fear the din so much here. It's just a different climate." And I thought that maybe if I would wear my kittel, which reminds me of my tachrichim, of, you know, the burial shrouds that a person wears after he after he's nifter, I thought maybe it would instill in me a little emes hadin. And that's Reb Chatzkel. So if Reb Chatzkel felt that weakness of Elul here, so we certainly feel it, and we certainly, and that was many, many years ago in America when things were, as far as Sneas is concerned and everything, much, much better than it is today. But so we definitely have every excuse in the book, you know, not to feel Elul as it should be, if we want to make that excuse. Tonight we're going to learn a Chiddush from Yaakov Galinsky in what Chiddush Elul is all about, and how to chap Chodesh Elul properly. And maybe it'll be instructive to us going forward in the next few days before Rosh Hashanah, how we can maximize this month as best we can. Kulam Yaidim, he says, everybody knows that Chodesh Elul, Chodesh HaAchana Liyam Neiram. What is Chodesh Elul? Why does everybody make such a big deal about Elul? Elul is the month that you're preparing for the Yom HaDin, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Saras Mei Tshuva in the middle, Uvechein Rabbi Isai, and therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, you should know that Kulam Tayim. Everybody knows that Elul is a Chodesh of Achana, a preparation for Yom Neiram, and everybody is dead wrong. It's not the right understanding of what Elul is. Mi Hirsha Lanu Liyachid is a Chodesh, Ka'achana Chodesh Abba. Who permitted us to designate one month for another month? Every month is an Aveda in and of itself. Where did you get this notion from that Elul is really just subservient to Tishrei? V'naniach halila le'niftach peh, and al tiptach peh l'son, but let's say, God forbid, let's say we won't have the next month. Let's say a person knows, Rechman Litzlan, that he's going to die in before he gets to Tishrei.
What about the Maitre Tzavu Yashiv and Tziva?
And then what?
Someone was given only a few weeks to live, and those few weeks die on Pesach. And he asked Tzavu Yashiv, Daikam Tziva Tzavu Yashiv, goes, you better do it. So that way, it's like a kid wants candy. He goes bracha, he makes a bracha, and then his parents have to give it to him. So,
soon. Okay. So, mihir shalanu shalinatzel asachir zel kishla atzmai, linatzel kal shavua bai, kal yam, machal shah, kidubai. You have to chop every single second of Elul properly. And not to assume that it's all for the next month, it's for now. Every day counts, every minute counts, every second counts during Elul, even if there's not going to be Rachman Litzlan at Tishrei. There's an Aveda of Elul that's freestanding, that's independent of Yom Nairam. It's an Aveda for today. V'imkai Nasa. And if we would behave this way during Elul, if we would look at it not as something that's going to be for down the road, but it's today, Memela Yahaveh Hachana Shein Dugmas L'Chaydesh Acharav. So Memela, it will be a preparation that cannot be compared to the next month, U'L'Shana Haba Yiftach Daf Chadesh B'Chayenu. Meaning, if we do this, so Memela will be prepared for Chaydesh Tishrei. But if you're just doing something now for the future, it's not the same. If I'm living Elul, okay, what am I nervous about now in Elul? I'm nervous about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but that's down the road. We'll worry about that when it comes. I'm going to start worrying now for then. I don't get the goosebumps thinking about Rosh Hashanah today. But if you're thinking about Elul today, then that's a very, very different story. Then we would be, in Elul mode because it's the Aveda of today. It's not the Aveda of next month. And listen to what he says. Kizu hara achayla sheresh habaya. This is exactly the root of the problem that we have in our life. Bayo v'nil matshura b'gemara v'namen al mila achas nira kama amku divrei chazal ha-gemara yedua kol kach. There's a very famous gemara. And one word in the Gemara is going to teach us tonight's entire Vad. It's a Gemara that we're all familiar with. It's a Gemara in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Vayetze Moshe Sa'am Lekras Alekim Eisatz V'Sachta Zahar Milamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Aleim Eshar Kegigis. Everybody knows this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Mount Taira took Har Sinai, suspended it over Klal Yisrael like a gigas, like a beer keg. The Amar Lam, and he said to them, "Im atem mekabel mesatayra mutav. If you're mekabel the Taira, great. If you want to be mekabel the Taira, fine. V'im la, but if you don't, sham teik v'rastam. There will be your grave." And what's the obvious question? I mean, there will be your grave. There. Here will be your grave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to them. He has a mountain suspended over their head. If you're mekabel atar, fine. But otherwise, there is going to be your grave. Klal Yisrael is probably where? I thought you were talking now. What does it mean? There is Shem Teik V'Raschem. There is going to be your grave. Here is going to be your grave. So he says a beautiful drush. It's obviously not the simple pshat in the Gemara, but it's very instructive. From that one word, sham, listen to what he takes from it. V'ani shayel ma'u sham teik v'raschem. Hayroi lamer pay teik v'raschem. Now, here is going to be a kfir. What does it mean, sham? Aval aymer lachem asher shamati. I will tell you over what I heard. He doesn't say from whom he heard it, but this is a gorgeous pshat that he had heard once. Yesh kivura shnekras sham. There is a burial place in our life, and on the gravestone of that burial plot, you know what it's called? Shum. Here is buried Shum. What does that mean, Shum? So he explains like this. Bachar mikarteya b'talmatera. Loinara, if a bachar is like, he's like doing shtick in his yeshiva katan, elementary school. So what do you say? No, he's a little kid. He's going to do better in high school. Elementary school, he's still wild. He'll get that out of his system, then he'll be good. B'yeshiva ketana, yifrach, b'yeshiva haketana, hu mistachtech im mamashkiach, hu misamitz im magid shir. Also, now he gets to high school age, And he's still, you know, doing shtick. He's fighting with a mashkiach, and he's not exactly seeing eye to eye with his rebbe. Aval mabet natu kedima. But what do we look? We look forward. Yeshiva gedol yiftach taf. Okay, fine. But when he gets the base medrash, that's when he's going to turn over a new leaf. He'll be a mensch then. Hamatzav sham leimazir who nechshel ba'olul of a pisser ba'if yischatim akol yisad. He didn't do very well in base medrash, but nishkeferlech, not the end of the world. Why? He's going to get married. When he gets married, that's when everything is going to be perfect. You see what's happening here? You see the pattern? Every time, you know, we're in a certain situation and it's getting messed up, we think to ourselves psychologically, it's okay, because, you know, I'll always be able to salvage. And that next, at the next shlav of my life, at the next stage of life, that's when it's going to be perfect. Ach avoy, chosh kisak chavotos, habayis mitzad echad, hakel mitzad hasheni. But look what happens. He gets married. He's got all of a sudden a household to keep down on one end. He's got to maintain his starim at the kailal. He's got his parents, his in-laws, he's got to juggle everything. No. Mishana Maka Mishana Mazel. Oishu Mefarikas Habayas, Oishu Arik Makailo. He's either going to be Mefarik the Bayas, he's going to, something's going to happen. So he's going to have to, he basically has to leave the Kailo now, but he's going to go to work. Vim Eina Marutsa Me'avayda, Hamaka Mabaya Mishama. Now he's not happy at this job. No problem, I'll go and I'll check the classifieds, find another job. Umisham l'sham ad l'kvura. Sham take for raschem means that there is a gravestone that has the name Sham on it, and we're all buried, Rahman al-Islam, by that grave. We're constantly making excuses for ourselves. Why, it's okay if at this time in my life I'm not acting perfectly, because I'm not expected to. The next Sham, over there, that's when things are going to be perfect. I think we all do this, right? This is something that's very natural. When we're, you know, in elementary school, high school, I'm gonna shape up in high school, or, you know, in 7th, 8th grade, that's when I'm going to do really well, because that's when I'm going to have to, you know, that transcript is going to go to determine which high school I get into. So you think you're going to shape up, it doesn't really happen. You go to high school's not going so well. 12th grade, that's when I'm going to mensch out, didn't work so well. I go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, it starts off a little slow, and then it gets a little better, and then slow again, but, you know, I'm going to go Shana Bet, that's when everything's going to kick into overdrive. And then Shana Bet, you know, worked out a little better, but it's not perfect either. But now I'm going to go to America, Lander College is going to be that's going to do it for me. We come to America, all of a sudden you're back with your family and, you know, your old friends, and now you have college. And now, okay, so this is not ideal at all. But, you know, when I get married, then everything's going to be perfect. And marriage is like, forget about it. If you couldn't learn when you were in Lander, you're not going to learn you have so little time. You have to go to work. You have to support a family. You have to take care of your wife, take care of your kids, take care of your parents, your in-laws. You know, there's so little time. Okay, so, you know, we'll move or whatever when I retire. In America, everybody wants to retire very young. You don't want to work. So when I retire, that's when I'm going to start learning. And then you retire, by then your brain is mush and you just watch, you know, The Price is Right all morning, and, you know, and there's nothing to do all day. And then, you know, you're pretty much, you're in Boca and that's it. That's life. Sham take for Aschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using that word, that chazal, that one word, look at the musar that we got from one word of chazal. Sham take for Aschem, the greatest burial place that a Yid has is that word Sham. It's okay, later I'll do it. When I get to it, that's when I'll worry about it. Right now, I don't have to worry about it because I can have all the excuses in the world. And I do. Very good at making excuses. We all do this. Are we all learning as much as we really, really could? Are we doing as much as we learn, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael? No, why not? Okay, everybody will tell me, well, you know, I'm in college. And the guys that graduated college, I'm dating. The guys that, you know, are engaged, I'm engaged. And married, I'm married. Shana Rishayna, Shana Shnia, Shana Chamish. You know, it never ends. There's always excuses. The Yetzer is brilliant at coming up with excuses. So Sham Teik for Raschem is really like the kiss of death that we all face, because life goes very quickly. Maybe you don't see it because you're still, you know, on the younger end of the spectrum, but I see that it wasn't that long ago that I was your age. And I know I don't want to sound like I'm a great-grandfather already, but like, you know, I'm considerably older than you, but it seemed like yesterday that I was your age, literally. Life goes very quickly. So, you know, at my age, you know, you probably think when you're my age, you're going to, you know Shas and Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch and everything about that. And, you know, I probably did also then. But what happened? What happened was that, you know, you get married and you have a family, you have kids, you have to tutor them, you have to help them, you have to go on trips, you got to do Chalamite, you got to go here and there, Yantiv, Shabbat. You don't have the same opportunities that you have when you're a Bachar. You just don't. Don't think for a second that it's going to be better the next stage of life. It never is. There is no greater time to learn. I tell this to the Talmidim all the time. There is no greater time to learn than now. I didn't say tomorrow, and I didn't say this morning. I said now. Now, right now, after this is over and we go, you know, we have a choice. We go to, well, I did my, this is my night seder, this counts as my night seder, so now I could go back to the dorm room, I could, you know, watch video games, I could do this, I could play ball, I could go, you know, we make all excuses. This, you know, there's no, if you think that it's going to get better, your learning, after you finish college or whatever your excuse is, or in the summer or Ben Azmanim or Yantiv, it's not going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. It doesn't get better than now. Now is the best time to sit and learn. Now. It's always now. Don't expect that Shom, it's going to get better, because Shom take for Aschem. It's the worst time. The later is worse. The Yetzirah is just like going like this every time we think that way. Whenever we think, you know, it's going to get better tomorrow or it's not a good time, and I'll wait for, you know. The Yetzirah loves that because he knows that it's just a scam. He knows you're not really going to follow through. He knows we're just making excuses for ourselves. And that is the greatest mistake that a person makes. And before you know it, it's literally life is over. And you look back and say, what happened to my life? Like, what happened to all those plans that I had, all those ambitions that I had? Where'd they go? You know where they went? Shom. They went there. That big Matseva, with that big word Shom, that is where all of our plans went. And the people in life that are very successful in learning and everything, they are people that they don't look for that excuse of Shom. They say, no, I'm living now and I have to chaperein today because I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Loiza haderech veloizai ha'ir. That's not the way and that's not the city. Does that sound familiar to anybody? That pasuk that he's quoting? Last week's thing, remember he said there's a derech and there's an ear.
That was one thing, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, it was by both, Paul.
Says it. Is it Pincus? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Shalik. Mayor, you caught me again. Okay, so sorry, I hope I didn't make any, I wasn't Cheshbuk Shem, the tain is on me. Okay, V'ahavtas Hashem le'kecha, I mean the tain is on you for not coming to Tuesday and Wednesday, but V'ahavtas Hashem le'kecha, Pirish Rashi, Shalehe libcha chaluk al amakim. Your heart, says Rashi, should not be split over Hashem. What does that mean? It shouldn't be chaluk. You shouldn't want to switch places. You shouldn't procrastinate. You shouldn't say it's going to get better. You should just love Hashem where you are. Don't wait. Listen to this story. A rich person came to the Chavetz Chaim, Yitzia Iska, Shisha Tzatzayim Lai, B'tzavasi Yechalak Ruchushal Shivet Chalakim. He basically had 6 kids, but he split his Yerusha in his will, he split his inheritance 7 ways. Why? 6 of them should go to his kids, and Chelak Zeh Yinasin Lachzakas HaYeshiva Lu Nishmasi. The 7th portion he dedicated to the yeshiva And that should be a source of ilui neshama for him after he dies. Bitmura, and in return for that, Yerusha that he's giving over, he's bequeathing to the yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim, Mevake Shusha Chavetz Chaim Yilmed Alav Mishnayis Lachav Derasai. He says, listen, I'm going to give you, let's call it $100,000 after I die, and return for that after I die, I'd like you to learn Mishnayis Lazeich Nishmasi. Laf Ta'asai, to his astonishment, he biach Chavetz Chaim Meiris Ruach, and the Chavetz Chaim basically was displeased with what he was saying. He thought the Chavetz Chaim would be thrilled, a great deal, $100,000 coming into the bank. No, the Chavetz Chaim was not pleased. He tzia shtei histai guyais. Lama l'chalase shviz minachasech l'acha pidraska. Tain kais. He says, I have two tainas on what you're saying. First of all, why not give it with warm hands? What are you waiting until after you die to give that amount of money to the yeshiva? Give it with warm hands. Give it today. Today we need a yeshiva. The Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva was very, very poor. We have letters from the Chavetz Chaim that he wrote to people in America, and he said that, you know, the yeshiva, the Bachrim Pasha don't have food to eat. We need anything that you could give, just send, because the Bachrim Pasha are starving. It's hard to understand, you know. We're so spoiled, Baruch Hashem, in America. Like, we have so much. You know, so much leftover, so much food coming into this building, like, a, you know, incredible amounts of pizza and Chinese and whatever. Like, in Europe, it was so, there was real mesiras nefesh. Like, people really, you know, they, Pasha didn't have food to eat. It's not a joke. Like, they were literally learning without any nutrition in them. They lived on Torah. So the Chavetz Chaim said, what are you waiting till after you die? That might be a long time away. Give it now. And he says, and why do you have to wait until I learn for you? You know, you're waiting until you die, and then I'm going to open up Mishnayis and learn for you. You're still alive. Why don't you learn for yourself? Why are you waiting for me to learn for you? Learn for yourself. What are you pushing things off for? He says, Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael. That's a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer Devarim. Ein va'ata la tshuva. There's a medrash that says lashon va'ata is tshuva. Why? Why do you think that va'ata with an ayin now is a lashon of tshuva? You know why? Ki inna tshuva hu loymar va'ata loyledchais. The essence of tshuva is we can't wait to do tshuva. If you're waiting to do tshuva, it's not going to happen. We know that, right? One time Shabbos Shuva in Yeshiva by Shalosh Shudas, I spoke. And what I did, and guys still remember this years later, I should really do it again, but I basically got up and I said, it was Shabbos Shuva, like it's a time to do Tshuva, right? If you're not doing Tshuva by Shabbos Shuva, it's like, you know, when are you going to do Tshuva? So I said, you know, I could speak about the milos of Tshuva, and how important it is to do tshuva, and go through Rabbeinu Yaina about the ras, amas achem in tshuva, how bad it is, if we don't take the opportunity to do tshuva, and, you know, I could give a shmooze, everyone would say, shkayach, Rebbe. I said, instead, we had like, there were a lot of people in the room, it was like, I don't know, it was like over 100 guys in the room. I said, let's do a tshuva workshop. Meaning, instead of talking and preaching about the mile of tshuva, and then everyone's going to say yeshkayach, and then go daven ma'ariv and forget about doing tshuva, why don't we all actually do tshuva right now together? We'll do it. And we did it. We went through the steps of tshuva. We did a charat al avar, and I spoke about, you know, why we should have remorse about what we did in the past, and, you know, what Rabbeinu Yaina says about that. We're not going to go into it right now. It's getting late. And then we did, a vidui. Like, let's confess right now that we're, you know, what we did. We did a lot of stuff wrong. And, you know, let's confess and admit to the Rabbeinu Shalom that we have sinned. And let's be makabel on ourselves going forward that we won't do it again. The Chavetz Chaim says it's a very easy process, tshuva. Tshuva is not like an impossible process. Who says that it's an easy process? The Torah says it's an easy process. The Torah itself says, the Torah doesn't say about any other mitzvah, to my knowledge, that it's easy. The Torah doesn't say, you know what, Shiluach HaKan is very easy to do. Does it say Shiluach HaKan is easy? The only thing that it says, machleg, is whether this pasuk is talking about Torah or Tshuva, but assuming, like the Rishayim that say that the pasuk is talking about Tshuva, the Torah says, ki karev elecha davar ma'id. It's very easy, it's accessible. That's talking about Tshuva. The Torah is saying it's easy. The Chavetz Chaim used to say, don't think that Tshuva is like this big mountain that you have to, like, you know, lift. You know, it's too impossible. Forget it. I'll do, you know, maybe when I get older, I'll try it. It's an easy thing to do. So we actually did Tshuva. We actually, together in the room, actually went through the process of Tshuva, three-step process, three easy steps, and we did it together. 100 people did Tshuva at once. We went down to Meir. We were sin-free. We had a real Tshuva. That's Va'ata. Va'ata is Tshuva. Tshuva is not something if we push it off and think about, you know, Rosh Hashanah, I'll do Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is going to come, you're going to be thinking about dipping the apple in the honey. What time is davening over? I'm hungry. You know, Shaifer, did the Baal Tikeya blow it well? Did he not blow it well? Where am I eating? I'm going out, I'm eating in, and meals are Chinese. So Rosh Hashanah is going to go very quickly. Then we're going to have, you know, Shabbat Shuva. We're going to go out, we're going to be in. And then we're going to go to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're going to think, but again, you're going to be hungry, you're going to be thirsty, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, bored and, you know, tired and... And the Yetzirah will get you. The Yetzirah will get you through this whole period of time from Elul to Yom Kippur, 40 days with all the Musar Shmuz and being in Yeshiva, Machzayrim, Slichas, you know, waking up early, Shlosh Esrei Midas, it's all nothing. Because we will not do Tshuva unless we do it now. Because that's the Shamtek V'raschem. If we keep saying, I'll do it, but I'm going to wait till Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to wait till Aseret Yemei, I'm going to wait till Yom Kippur, it ain't happening. Okay, but we have extensions. You know, there's like by taxes you can file for an extension. So Chazal even give us, you know, Hashanah Rabbah is another stop on the train of Tshuva. And then some people say Chanukah is the end of the rain. You know, there's still, doesn't matter. I can give you a whole year to do Tshuva, you still won't do Tshuva. Unless you do a Va'ata. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky is telling us tonight, that don't think of Elul as a time of Hachana for Tishrei, because if you do that, it's not going to be an Elul. Elul is only going to work if every second of Elul we say, now is Elul, and now is when I have to chaparayin tshuva. It's not, if you're waiting, it's preparation time. It's preparation time, you know, you're going to run out the clock until, you're not going to do any tshuva, because I could wait. I could wait. You know, when I was a little kid, so we had a project in my elementary school, like in sixth grade. It was like a difficult teacher, and she gave us a project. We were learning about the three branches of government, you know, executive and legislative and judicial. Yes, I still remember from sixth grade. And we were supposed to cut out articles from the New York Times or from papers about each of these branches, or actually three articles, I think, about each of the three branches. Of, there was an article about the president, I think it was George Washington at the time. You know, if there was an article about the presidents, you cut that out. And then, you know, and then there was an article about the Supreme Court, and they ruled about, you know, I think it was, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education. We cut that out. And then, you know, and then there was Congress. I don't know anything that Congress passed back then, but... So, you know, so I'm a yekka, so, you know, I did like this, the day that the project was, she gave us like a month to do it, but I did it like that night. I came, I said to, you know, I asked my parents for New York Times, and I was like cutting it out neatly and perfectly and making it, it was like a whole project for me, and I had it all ready, hin yimuchan mezumen, like the day after. I was like, can I hand it in a little early to your teacher? Okay. She said, like, when? Like, now? No, you know, hold it, you know, put it in your locker or something, and, you know, wait till the week of. Okay. Then I had a friend who was the polar opposite of me. He was like the anti-yekka. And I was in the spall over this. The day that the project was due, he pulled out like a Sunday Times, like a big fat paper, and he brought a scissor from home, like, but it wasn't like even a regular scissor, it was like a zigzag scissor, like everything that you could do wrong. And he had like some crumpled papers, like, you know, like from the year of the flood. And he was like by recess, right before the paper was due, mamish before the deadline, he was like schlockily cutting out like articles and, you know, paste them with glue like on the sheets and whatever, and he handed it in.
At least he did. I got the I handed in papers late.
Okay. So, you know, so but part of me, like, was like, wow, that's cool. You know, that he has the ability. I couldn't sleep at night, like, for a month because I was afraid it wouldn't be good. And, like, he's doing it the day. Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you not? Weren't you afraid, like, if you get sick or, you know, if the, like, New York Times would go on strike or something? Like, aren't you afraid of something happening? Like, you left over no room for, you know, for any. That's how a lot of people are. Don't get me wrong, I'm not like that with I'm not like that with, you know, with anything else, just that paper. In general, I'm also like the rest of you, like the rest of us. But that's how we all are. We're all wired when it comes to at least Dvarim Ruchniyim, except for very special people, very holy people. They start like very early on. But most people don't do that. Most people, you give them a whole month of Elul, it's too much time. They're not going to start on the first day of Elul preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Because it's too much time. I don't need that much time. How much time do I need to do? 5 seconds? So I'll just wait. And they wait till Rosh Hashanah, and then Rosh Hashanah comes, and they get the Yetzara, you know, distracts them. And then Aseres Metshuva, distractions, after distractions, and then Yom Kippur, and like, you know, you try, and you muster, and it's not working. So Rabbi Yaakov Wilensky is basically saying, don't fall into the Shom Tehek Furaschem graveyard of life. Use what we learned tonight to change the entire focus of your life. When you're supposed to learn, learn and learn now. When you want to chazer, don't wait to chazer now. I always tell this to my kids, like, you know, they're like, don't wait until the night before the test to cram. You have time every night. Like, carve out for yourself a few, and I'll tell it to you also. You know, by midterms, all of a sudden everybody's like going crazy, having nervous breakdowns and like studying all night and whatever. Like, chazer every day, like, you know, whatever you learn, so go over it. At least it's in your mind. Put it in your mind. Take a little time. It's called just having normal study habits. But if you push it all off till the end, it's impossible to do. You have to have a little bit of Einav Rayas Anaylid. You have to, like, you know, see what's going to be and try to, like, if you know it's, you want a chazer. What happens if you learn, let's say, one tyson? You can chazer one tyson. Let's say you learn 20 tyson. Do you think you're ever going to chazer? It's too much. I can't. But if it's piecemeal, if it's a little, I could do it. But the Yetzirah doesn't want you to do it. So it says, you'll chazer, but chazer Shabbos. Shabbos, you'll chazer, you know, the whole, what you learned the whole week. But it's too much by then. Let me just go to sleep. Shom teik farascham. There goes the Chazara Seder that I had. There goes the Musar Seder that I had. There, everything is gonna go down the drain because of Shom. I'll just wait. And we wait and wait and wait and we're and there's nothing that's gonna happen. The ata is a lashon of tshuva. And it's a lashon of life. If you want to live a real life, you know what you do? You do things now. The Chazon Ish once said that a skula for shikha. You know, everybody like doesn't, no one wants to forget, right? So what do? You want to have a skula, right? What do you do for a skula? Some people, they tie like something around their finger, like as a zikaron. Some people don't eat olives, you know, it's kashal shikha. Eating olives, you know, you don't wear two hats. You know, it's a whole safer of just like things that are bad for shikha. We, you know, there are things that you can remember things, there are things that you don't remember things, you know, you sleep with a book under your pillow, that always worked for me. But you know, you want to remember things, you know, you're different, everyone has their own their rabbit's foot, you know, to try to remember. You know what the Chazon Ish says? He says, I have the best skula to not forget to do something. You know what it is? When you have to do something, do it right away. That's the best skula not to forget. You don't, it's not gonna come to shikha if I don't, you know, if I don't give it any time, then it's not gonna be forgotten. If I say, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow, then you're gonna forget. How many times do you ask people favors and like, you call them, you know, a couple days, did you do it? Completely forgot, I'm sorry. If they would have just done it right away, then it would have been done. Whenever you have something to do, the best thing to do, even though it's really, really nerdy, is to do it right away. If you're supposed to learn, do it right away. You're supposed to study for a test, do it right away. You have a paper due, do it right away. Don't wait. Because if you wait, it's going to be really, really bad. You're not going to have the time. It's going to be just pressure on your head. And things are going to pile up. And before you know, you're going to go crazy. Whenever you could do something, do it now. Get it over with. If you have an opportunity during Elul to do tshuva, don't wait for Yom Kippur to do tshuva. Beat the Yom Kippur rush and do tshuva now, right now. You're lying in bed tonight, you know, you're having a hard time falling asleep. Do tshuva. Tshuva is not like, you have to put on a talus and a kittel and a gartel and an atara and have a machzer in hand. Tshuva is just something you could do in bed. Tshuva is something you could do right now. Tshuva is something you could do, whenever you want, in English class. And, while you're playing basketball, you could do tshuva. Tshuva is not like it's just something. It's just basically a state of mind that I have charata for all the averis that I did. I want to turn over a new leaf. I want to be better. And I'm going to be misvadit to you that I did. Ana Hashem chatasa visi bashat lefanach. That's tshuva. Done. I did it. Now, let's go on. And let's do tshuva again. But chaperayim, don't wait. The Ata Yisrael Ma'asham l'karashah ve'ein va'ata alashin tshuva. Tshuva is best done immediately. Learning is best done immediately. Chesed, immediately. Tzedakah, immediately. If you wait, and you're not going to give tzedakah because you're not going to give it. Do it now. Whatever you have to do, always try to do it immediately.